You know, sometimes you walk into the hospital and things go wrong. I've been there before with my wife. We walked into the hospital and things went wrong. And she lost her pregnancy right there before the doctor. You know, when there's God in the midst of all that we do, we just see His hand in everything we do. Hallelujah. Now, there's no question of why me? Why am I down? No. Persecution will come for the sake of the word. Amen. So we don't lose sight. We don't lose focus. We keep our gaze on Him. Another song that says, cast your eyes upon Jesus. Look in His wonderful face, and the things of this world will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Amen. At the mention of His name, every knee must bow. Hallelujah. Amen. In School of Miracles, and specifically Tar School of Miracles, because God set it aside to do what's good, to meet us, and to meet people generally anywhere you need it. At times I think it's me. I'm forming. You would have made me sing today. So I'm gathering momentum so I can bust out. Hallelujah. But you know, there's nothing we cannot do, all of us. So when people come and lead us in praise and worship, when we are in our closest, we do praise and worship as well. Amen. So it's an amplification. But God is faithful and God is good. So what I was saying, this meeting was set aside so that we could remind ourselves of the intention of God, hallelujah, and remind ourselves what accrues onto us as believers. And I thought everything you people would just say I've heard it before. Hallelujah. And then it also occurred to me that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So I can't remember how many times rudiments of certain principles were repeated, especially when you are going through school. Maybe you are doing mathematics already, for instance. Once you get to a topic and the lecturer or the teacher understands that you need the basics, the rudiments of something, he's going to go through it first. Okay? And just quickly run to you and say, I hope you remember, blah, 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 and then he moves in. So when you are doing projectiles and all that, you are going to go back to Pythagoras' theorem, you are going to go back to angles and all that, and then you get to what you are doing. So because you need those things to be able to, for you to see and break down those things that look complex. So the complex things are actually a fusion of very, very basic things. And because it's just like when you want to mold something from Lego, okay? And you begin to bring the bricks together, and you begin to arrange them in such a shape, the basic foundation is block. Every mansion that you see starts from one simple brick that is laid in foundation. And then it depends on how the craftsman puts them together. But you can always pull a brick from here, a brick from here, a brick from there, and you see that, oh, this is just a compilation of bricks. Hallelujah. Amen. And so things, when they look complex, there is always a founding principle that will make them come and then come down into pieces, if you decide to call them pieces, or into the bits that make them up. So when you are doing projects, for instance, they say the smallest module you can break a project, they call it the work breakdown structure. So they say every project consists of works. So for instance, where we are now, it consists of works. Somebody will do the digging, somebody will do the foundation, someone lay the blocks, but everything in that state. And then it comes out like this, I'm like, oh, we have a building. But there's always a work breakdown structure for everything. Amen. And so when we hear the word of God again and again, It comes from basic principles. Hallelujah. And so when we shout miracles, and it looks like, wow, it's a miracle. Amen. And when you begin to bring it down, you will find out that to its basics, it depends on how you and I respond to God's word in faith. Amen. Hallelujah. So I got a miracle today. It's because you are responding to God's word. Hallelujah. You are responding to God's word in faith. Amen. You know, in Luke chapter 5 and verse 17. Luke 5 verse 17. He says, now it happened on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by, who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Amen. Hallelujah. He says that on a certain day, as he was teaching, there were Pharisees, they were teachers of the law, sitting by, who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. Hallelujah. What was he doing? He was teaching on a certain day, just a regular day, a certain day, and everybody had come out to listen. Amen. And he says that, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Amen. Now, the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Let's continue. Then, behold, men brought on a bed a man who was paralyzed, whom they sought to bring in and lay before him. And where they could not find how they might bring him in, because of the crowd, they went up on the housetop and let him down with his bed, threw the tiling into the midst before Jesus. When he saw their faith, he said to him, man, your sins are forgiven you. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? Amen. Verse 20, he says, so when he saw their faith, he said to him, man, your sins are forgiven you. Hallelujah. It's interesting. So, number one, he was there, he was preaching, he was teaching the word. Number two, the Bible says, in passing, okay, that the power of God was present to heal. He was preaching, and the Pharisees and teachers, everybody was listening. And then, these guys had a friend who was paralyzed, and they sought to bring him and lay before him. Hallelujah. So if we read from the beginning of chapter 5, you read the story of letting your nets down, okay? And then you read the story of, let me see, verse 15 talks about the fact that, okay, so from verse 12, he cleansed the leper. It says, as it happened when he was, from verse 12, it says, as it happened when he was in a certain city, that behold, a man who was full of leprosy saw Jesus, and he fell on his face and implored him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then he put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately leprosy left him. And he charged him to tell no one, but go and show himself to the priest and make an offering for your cleansing as testimony to them, just as Moses commanded. However, it says, report went about concerning him all the more, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. Amen. Hallelujah. So they were used to the fact that wherever he is, okay, there will be healing. Amen. He said everywhere. He says, however, verse 15, however, the report went around concerning him all the more, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. So you begin to wonder, what was Jesus saying to them first? He said they came to hear and then to be healed. So he was teaching, because they called him rabbi. He was teaching. He would teach them the word. He would stir up faith in them. Hallelujah. And then they get healing. For those that would take advantage of the presence of the power of God to be healed.
Hallelujah. So little wonder that these ones saw that he was there and he was preaching. And so they could put one and one together that he will definitely, there will be healing. Hallelujah. And then the Bible says that when he saw their faith, he asked the man. Amen. Interesting. I was going to say that he will say when he saw the man's faith, he asked the man. But this is what the Bible says, except my own Bible is something else. So please correct me if I'm wrong. Verse 20. He says, when he saw their faith, he said to him, man, your sins are forgiven you. Hallelujah. Amen. So, it's all a combination of faith. One, the man was surrounded by people who understood the fact that a touch from Jesus will make a difference. So they made all the efforts, because he's paralyzed from birth. So they made all the efforts to get him in and to lay him before him. Number two, it tells me also that the man that was being carried through the roof was not telling them there's no need. Amen. It wasn't, you know, oftentimes people are like that. So you tell, somebody comes to you and says, it's just an example. Somebody comes and says, oh, I have an issue. And then you begin to do all you can to help him address that issue. And then he just says, don't worry. There's nothing going to come out of it. But if it were me that was trying to help, I don't know what to use. Like, what's all this now? You are the one that needs help, okay? And I'm doing all I can to think of every avenue to get that help to you. And yet you are the one discouraging me. So the man was not discouraging the people that were going to let him down. Because number one, it wasn't going to be convenient. They were going to have to strap him, pull him up, and then drag him on the roof, then begin to remove the roof. And of course, there will have been opposition. People have been like, why are you destroying the roof and all that? But yet, he did not complain. If he had complained, Christ would not have, the Bible would not have recorded that when he saw their faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When he saw their faith, then he spoke to the man and said, your sins are forgiven. Amen. The founding building blocks for all that we receive from him is faith in him. Amen. Faith in him. Everywhere that his word is, there's power. Everywhere that the word of God is being preached, the power of God is always present. Hallelujah. It is for those who will tap into it by faith. Amen. If you look at the story of the woman with the issue of blood, Mark chapter 5. I'm going to read from verse 25.
There is nothing you cannot do. There's no mountain you cannot move. If you have said it, then you will do it.
Verse 25 says, now a certain woman had a flow of blood in NKJV. For 12 years, and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. Bible says, immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? Hallelujah. But his disciples said to him, you see the multitude thronging you, and you say, who touched me? Amen. Hallelujah. You don't touch Jesus physically. You touch Jesus by a pool of your faith. That's the difference. So the disciples look at it and say, everybody will push you now. Abba, okay? How is somebody pushing you? But there is a pool that will be different. And that's a pool that understands that there's power present to heal. Amen. There are different situations you can have, you can need miracles for. And healing is not only about sickness. Amen. And healing is about everything and everything at all. Amen. Correcting the wrong situation. That's healing. Amen. Making things right is healing. Hallelujah. And it says, you cannot. So the faith of the woman with the issue of blood, he drew Jesus' attention. The faith of the man and the paralyzed man drew his attention. Hallelujah. Amen. And then the story of blind Bartimaeus. In Mark chapter 10. I read from verse 46.
There is nothing you cannot do. If you have said it, then you will do it.
So remember, as he was teaching and preaching, the Bible says the power of God was present to him. Amen. Everybody was seated. And everybody was listening. And then some people were passing by. And they looked like that. Let's go. It's an intentional thing to draw virtue from Christ. The woman with the issue of blood said, if I may but touch the hem of his garment. Those men that took their friend up, their intention was that if we can get him right, we just need to get his attention. Hallelujah. And to everybody, to them, it has to be about physical attention. But that's not it. Because they were striving to get his attention physically, it was a result of the pool of faith within them. Amen. Hallelujah. So you get what I'm saying? That the fact that they say that, if I may touch him, or let us let it down, it's because they have faith that if they get to him, their situation will change. Amen. If they get to him, their situation will change. Let's look at what blind Bartimaeus did. He said, when they came, verse 46 of Mark 10, he said, now they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when they heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out the more, son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, be of good cheer. Rise, he's calling you. This is what is a wicked word. They were shutting him up. They are disturbing the boss. And really, Bible says everywhere he went around doing good. Okay? And he was healing men. Now, they were disturbing him. They said, keep quiet. Don't disturb it. Man is going on his own. But they should have known that that's the kind of people that Christ was looking for. Or Christ would stretch out his hand to and be of help to. And then when Christ spoke to the man's situation, when Christ got Christ's attention and spoke, everybody said, rise up, be of good cheer. Amen. So they knew that it would be a good thing and a good cheer for him if he got Christ's attention. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't be deceived. The first option in this life is Christ. Your second option is Christ. And the last option is Christ. Amen. When you get Christ's attention, you will get people's attention. Amen. Hallelujah. When you get the attention of God, you get everybody's attention. You suddenly become the object of focus. Why? Because there will be something different about you when the glory of the Lord arises upon you. Hallelujah. So blind Bartimaeus, he said, keep quiet. And then Christ said, go on. And said, he commanded him to be called. So you know what that tells me? I think Christ would have stopped in his tracks and said, go and bring him. Hallelujah. Amen. And then he said, he's calling you. And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered him and said to him, what do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, Rabboni, that I may receive my sight. He said, then Jesus said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. Hallelujah. The man, the paralyzed man on his mat, Christ looked at them and he saw their faith and he spoke to the man that your sins are forgiven. And then man rose and he walked. The woman with the issue of blood, he said, somebody touched me, because faith draws virtue from him. Faith gets his attention. Hallelujah. You need to seek to get God's attention. Okay? And how was Christ able to do all these things? And there are some who say he was God. Amen. But the Bible doesn't record that it was because he was God that he was doing the miracles. Hallelujah. Look at Luke chapter 15, chapter 5 again. Yeah, Luke chapter 5 again, and verse 15. It says, however, the report went around concerning all the more, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. So he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed. Amen. They were drawing virtue for him. He was drawing virtue from God. Hallelujah. Amen. He wasn't doing like, oh man, I'm here. I'm doing this, I'm doing that, you know. I'm God's representative. No. He said that, so, that's what the Bible says, so, he often withdrew. He said, multitudes gathered to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. So that means that even, he said they gathered to hear. And don't forget, that's part of the scripture also told us that he was busy teaching and then the power of God was present to heal. Amen. So they often gather to hear him speak and then to be healed. And because of that, he always often withdrew, okay, to do what? Into the wilderness, and he prayed. Hallelujah. So he was not reliant on residual power. You know what residual power is? Or residual knowledge. Residual knowledge is that I've been taught something 10 years ago, and 10 years after, I still think that I know what I've been taught, and I rely without going back to what I've been taught, like I know it. So if I'm going to write, school leaving certificate exam now, and I decide I have residual knowledge, I'm going to sit for the exam without studying, I am going to come out with nothing as good as I would have come out with if I read. I won't come out with zero, because it's me. You understand? I will come out with zero, but it will not be what I would have come out with if I went back and I relied on what I just studied. Amen. So Christ understood that he must withdraw and pray. Hallelujah. He understood that he must also withdraw, pray, and draw virtue from God. Why? Because he saw that everybody comes to him, and everyone comes to you to hear and to be healed. Hallelujah. When we realize that all that we have and all that we are is an embodiment of who we are in Christ, we will find our roots and always anchor ourselves to our root, which is God. Amen. Hallelujah. So in
in getting miracles, in getting God's attention, okay, we cannot neglect the place of faith. It says faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God over and over again. I tell you, and I kid you not, if you hear something once, it doesn't mean that you know about that thing. Okay? Or it doesn't mean that you know that thing. You may hear about it, doesn't mean that you know it. Okay?
How do I explain it to you now?
So people tell you that, people say, okay, so when road safety says drive with your two hands on the steering, big boys don't drive with their two hands on the steering. Big boys leave this hand on the seat and put this elbow on the windowsill and hold the steering with two fingers. And they do that, okay? Now, they don't understand the implication of what they're doing. If they do understand it, they won't do it. Now, they think they know, right? That, no, there's nothing going to happen. But I tell you that on that road, if there is a pebble and they're on high speed, it will take the steering away from them. Okay? There are all principles of don't let me bore you with physics. But because the friction between the tire and the road is zero, there's no more friction once you're on high speed, that pebble can change the course of the wheels. And if you are not holding that steering properly, you will lose control. Now, a man that has been involved in that kind of accident will know that what I'm saying is true. You just have heard about it and say, okay, it is true, because you have not experienced it. Once you experience it, you will know that this is true. Amen. Okay? If you're driving and you have to do what you call an emergency brake, so everybody believes that when you march on the brake, the car comes to a halt. The car doesn't come to a grinding halt. The car is going to decelerate. It's going to be gradual. But from experience, if you want the car to come to a grinding halt, you match the brake the first time, leave it, and match it the second time. Nobody teaches that in driving school. You know it from experience. And the first time I will get to know that, I had an accident. So I know that that's how it works. Some people that are listening to me, they say, don't try it. No, the brakes on high speed is not the speed that you are doing 80 or 70. It's not too. And that's why there's regulation that if you are traveling, don't do more than 100. That's the speed that you can easily control. Once you're above that speed, anything that happens, except you have experience. Amen. So the things you know, they are different from the things you have heard about. Hallelujah. So people that have been in a place where they have had to draw virtue from God, those are the people you will see that are very, very consistent in their work with God. Because they know that without Him, nothing is going to work for them. Some people say, yes, we know. It worked for me yesterday. The truth of the matter is that you are missing out of a lot more things that will have happened for you if you consistently walk in faith. In the beginning, in the first verses of chapter 5 of Luke, when Christ was, when he saw two boats standing by the lake, verse 3 says, then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught multitudes from the boat. When he stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let your nets down for a catch. Don't forget what we've read all along. He will speak and then he will heal. Hallelujah. Amen. So right now, he was preaching on the boat. That's what the Bible says. He was preaching. And when he was done, it was time to be for there to be a manifestation of the power that was present. And I told you before, healing doesn't have to be that somebody is sick or somebody's arm is broken or you want it to be straight. Hallelujah. Correct wrongs. Bring into place things that
ordinarily would not exist. Amen. Or you cause things to happen that ordinarily would not happen. And that's why we say it is the most natural thing for us to walk in the realm of the supernatural. We walk above normal human limits when we walk with God. Amen. Hallelujah. When we walk with Him, we walk above normal human limits. I just don't want to say abnormal. When I say abnormal, people say something else. So it's above the normal human limit when we walk with Him. So here He says that when He has stopped speaking, He said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let your nets down for a catch." But Simon answered and said to Him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. Amen. No resistance to God's word. No resistance to the word of Christ brought about a manifestation of that miracle. Why? The Bible says they are toiled all night. And the principles, I'm not a fisherman, but they say the principle of fishing is that at night the shoal of fish, they gather and it's easy to catch them. So by the time it's getting to dawn, they begin to disperse. I think they look for a cooler place, I mean, where they can, they migrate. So it's difficult for you to get fish at that point in time. So it was a miracle that at the time He was talking to them and saying, "Let down your net." Hallelujah. Then they caught fish. But there was no resistance. That's what I'm saying. The woman with the issue of blood had no resistance within her. That if I speak, if I touch the hem of His garment, I will get healed. Blind Bartimaeus had no resistance. That if I shout, He will hear me and I will get my healing. Because when Christ asked him, He said, "What do you want me to do for you?" You also have to be deliberate. What do you want me to do for you? So if Bartimaeus said, "I'm just calling you," probably he will have just got and I'm just calling you. Hallelujah. He said, "What do you want me?" And that's what another problem that I think we also need to address is that when we are working with God, please be deliberate in your request. Very specific. You know, I had an incident 2 days ago. And I was not walking in faith. I looked at it, I said, I was going to pray, watch me. I said, God, just get this thing done. I said, okay. I looked at it, I said, okay, you know what? Get it done, sir. It may not be today, sir, but you get it done. But I needed it to be done that day. So after some hours, I said, what kind of prayer is that? And I needed it to be done in that office, you know? And I looked at it, it's almost closing time. This is 3 o'clock. Normal offices will close 4:30. So I said, okay, God, I need to get this thing out today. Today. So do what you will do. So I got out of my house and I went. So I was going. It was against all odds. By the time I got there, it was some minutes to 4, you know? And I kept waiting and waiting and waiting. And when I finally made that decision, he said, "You know what? You get it now. We'll send you to this office and you get what you have come for." Amen. Hallelujah. You know, if I had stayed on the fact that God, you get it out for me, maybe tomorrow. Because I was always like that. I looked at the time, I looked at all the stress, I'm like, it's 3 o'clock, these guys will close, I'm 4 o'clock. If I had stayed on that, I wouldn't have got anything on that day. And it would have diminished God's glory. Amen. I'm able to talk about it now because it came out that same day, okay, against all odds. That's what faith does for you. And that's what being specific in prayer does for you. And that's what understanding the God that you deal with does for you. Bartimaeus, the one with the issue of blood, and the friends and the paralyzed man, they all had those things in common. They had faith and they understood what they wanted from Christ. Hallelujah. To us, you say it's simple, you can understand it. But look at even yourself and look at the battles that go on in your mind when you want something. You know, at the point when this thing was happening 2 days ago, when I called my wife, I said, you know what? Even me, myself, I'm even confused. That's why I told her. I said, I don't even know. I don't even know. Until I calm down. You have to calm down and put the image of God that you know before you, which is His word. Hallelujah. It doesn't work all the time. Sit down there with that word. If Bartimaeus had been shut up, he wouldn't have received this miracle. If he had said, the people are saying I should keep quiet, let me just keep quiet. God doesn't work with that. He will draw virtue from Him by your faith. With your faith. Hallelujah. And you walk with Him with faith. Amen. There is nothing that He cannot do. Amen. And there's nothing too small for Him to do. Why did I say small? Because when it's always the big things that we think God steps into. Amen. But there's nothing too small for Him to do. Amen. Because the small things pile up and they become big things. Hallelujah. And so if for every small thing that happens, you push it aside and say, I'll deal with it later. You are creating for yourself an avalanche of issues to deal with later. If you begin to trust Him in the smallest of things, it doesn't have to be about the issue of blood. And it doesn't have to be about blindness. The fishermen were doing their daily business. Hallelujah. And the things that they thought they knew how to do was not working out. How often do we find ourselves in some situation? That the things that we think we know how to do, this thing is not working out. I know how to do this thing. Those things are the things that you ought always to hand over to Him, because you do not do anything by your power. Hallelujah. Amen. And like Jesus did, you always often withdraw to pray. Hallelujah. So you walk every morning, every day, often. Often is as frequent as often is. Amen. Hallelujah. He said He went about everywhere doing good. And then that means that as long as He went about everywhere, He was always finding time to pray. Amen. You have to refuel. And when you are praying, remember that when you are praying, it's communication with God. That's when He speaks with you. You have His attention. You have His attention. He has your attention. Walk with Him in prayer. Walk with Him by faith and with faith. And there's nothing that will be impossible before you with Him. Let us rise on our feet. Let us talk to God this evening. I don't know what we seek His face for. But He said that they heard Him and the power of God was present to heal. And as many as will tap into the presence of that power, as many as we take cognizance of the fact that it's God's word that's forth gone forth, and His power always present. The Bible says where 2 or 3 are gathered in His name, there is in their midst. I want you to be lost. I want you to be lost in His presence. In your own way, in your own words, magnify His name.
There is nothing you cannot do. There's no mountain you cannot move. If you have said it, then you will do it. Let me.
Just worship him, worship him. Hey, let all your focus be on him. Be still and know that he's God. Just worship him. In your own words, ascribe all the glory to him. The Spirit of the Lord is here. He's moving. Let all, every fiber of your being be focused on God. Yes, from the crown of your head, down to the sole of your feet, it's been engulfed. Mangla bose geniga. Era bose de nigra basadaya. There's a rekindling. Mangla basadaya. With your spirit, within the spirit. Lingra basadaya. Mangla bose ke te liga paliga basadaya. Hey, let everyone. Mangla bose ke bose geniga. Magnify his name. Worship him. Regla bose deya. O sege de bom la da baba basekeya. Manda rikra dem la da baba seke te seya. Ere bose ke te lingra da basadaya. Eke bosque te ligra da basca da la basadea. Manda sota ligra da babasekea. Ere bosque te ligra da baseca tisidia. Magla pull your faith, lingra basadea. We draw virtue from Christ, hallelujah. Emma sangla tope ke ligra da basadea. Manos ke de bosque de lia. Egra rabasek le bosque de ligra. Lemma capa seke ligra basadea. Legre gosque de bombla da basekea. Thank you, Lord. Egra de bosquea. E crebo se de ligra rabasadea, madebo se que diga, e plato brede bosque de ligra rabasadea, e massacre que bo se de diga, lerebo se de diga, your faith will draw virtue from it, e massa rababasadea, le bosque te king de bo se de diga, le pascata le bradabasadea, le que bosque de ligra rabasadea, le papre que pose de ligra rabasadea, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, e rambasegla rabasadea, e Makanda Satan de Liga Badia, Males Kitibotea, Makra Boskitia, receive it, Rangara, Herebus Sekaria, Le Gambasata Tizadia, Masaka Bosidia, Ekrapa Sekalia, Erebus de Liga, Mante Credibosidia, your faith, Makla Basadia, draws virtue from him, hallelujah, Ekabasa de Liga Badia, Ekaposke de Liga Rabasidia, Le Gambasaka Basadia, Erebus de Liga Basadia, oh, Manka passe de lira, Lerebos catabombre galea, Eka basada lira, Mante bosque de ligra rabasegaria, Maca bosque de ligra basedia, Eka ponce de ligra rabasedia. Your faith, Magra Basadia, it draws virtue from him, hallelujah. E Rabasata Lide Basadia, Magra Ruske de Bople Dissedelia, Eka Proseke Dissedeligra Basagaria, E Plato Precaliga, Eka Toseke Ligra Baseka Tidia, Lord, I give you praise. E Krabuska, E Klabose de Ligra Capose Tidia, Legra de Sekebopa Kaliga, Lingla da Basadia, E Capose de Liga Sidia. Your faith draws virtue from him. Eklatem babasekeya. Magla topra ligra rabasetaria. E sanga rabasataria. Eklan de keke seke ligra. Maka de seke ligra rabasetia.
Maklabo prekeliga la basaria. Era basakrabo. Erebom se delegerebo segeria. Eka blos ke te bomba kada basaria. Eka boble de bose de dia. Ekle de bose de bose geria. Your faith prospered you from him. Hallelujah. There is nothing under the barrier. The son magra basaria. There is nothing he cannot do. Nega basaria. Oh, nega ligra la basaria. He has not failed. He has never failed. And he's not about to fail. Entra la basaria. Hey, bosque te ligra babatea, masse crepos que te ligra rabasagaria, era rasa kata satalira, le bosque que kedika, le makaska kende ribasadaria, e kende bosque te ligra rabasagaria, mande bosque te ligra rabasagaria, makate se que ligra rabasagaria, e capo pre de bosque te ligra rabasagaria. E che posse che bomba ci si delia, e le posse che bomba ci si delia, manca posse delia.
Your faith draws virtue from him. Hallelujah. Everyone praying. Everyone praying. Everyone worshiping him. Hallelujah. It's not about the noise we make. Hallelujah. It's from within. He will turn the rough places into level ground. Link lato break a sick and more practice in here. He will turn your past to be straight. Link lato is in here. Manka seria, link lato is in here. Receive the power of the Lord. Make us in here. Manka seria, open your palms. Link lato is in here. Receive the power of the Lord. Link lato is in here. 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 Manka seria, link lato is in here. And when you do receive it physically, remember Master Daria, all that you have,
Lord, we give you praise. Worship him. Worship him. Yes. Amasia. Lion of Judah. Agudeche.
Lion of Judah. Hallelujah. I don't know who this is for as we were praying. Hallelujah. As we were praying, I saw something very clearly. It's like a small rock. It's like a small rock. But as prayer was going on, this rock just melted like wax. Melted like wax. I don't know who that is for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the presence of God, every problem disappears. Healing comes to his people. Strength comes. We have received from his presence tonight. Just thank him. Just thank him tonight. Thank him. Levado Shadow.